welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast, show number 318. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, and holy cow, I'm fresh back from the Rise of the Resistance grand opening media event, which included so much more than just the Rise of the Resistance. We started over at Epcot, where we had interview opportunities. I got to talk to Imagineers about the Skyliner and other transportation offerings, food and beverage, the Epcot experience. I got to put on a hard hat and go inside the Ratatouille attraction and experience the new Beauty and the Beast sing-along in France. The next day, all about Hollywood Studios. An early morning peek inside Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad with a song that I won't get out of my mind, but I can't play for you because I wasn't allowed to have any recording equipment. After that, a full day of Galaxy's Edge, the opening of the new Star Wars Rise of the Resistance with interview opportunities all around Galaxy's Edge. I took the opportunity to capture as much audio and video as possible. Then after that, we took a look at the new Disney Riviera Resort, which is set to open December 16th. Now look, we're going to do a full review of the Rise of the Resistance attraction, which is so much more than a ride. It is an experience. But before then, let's kick things off with audio from a presentation and welcome dinner at the Epcot World Showplace, where Disney executives, including Bob Chapek, shared the latest updates about new projects and the excitement taking place across Walt Disney World. Thanks for listening. Kongaloosh, so much to share.
What are we doing tonight? We are so thrilled to welcome you to the Galaxy of Fun Welcome Dinner. And just a quick reminder that while we are so happy to be sharing this information with you, we do ask that there will be no streaming, video recording, or image capture during tonight's presentation.
All of that said, audio capture was indeed permitted, and you are hearing audio from the event that no one was allowed to stream or take pictures at.
And at this time of year, there is no exception. Hopefully you had a chance to experience some of the incredible offerings that we have here at Epcot today. And I hear that you even got a sneak peek of the all-new Beauty and the Beast sing-along experience over in France. Mm-hmm. If you enjoyed that, then you are certainly in for a treat this evening. We have an exclusive look of all things new and exciting headed for Walt Disney World tonight. But first, let's take a quick trip around our world.
It touches us in big ways and small ways, in every part of our lives. A shared moment, a classic character, a new world, an inner strength. It stays with us. From our youngest memories to our oldest friends. It's timeless. It's what you'll find in every experience, whether in our parks, at our resorts, on a cruise, or in your home, spanning generations, spanning the globe. Shared truth that binds us all together. Today, in almost every corner of the world, there's a Disney experience touching the lives of families of all kinds. In every way and every day, the magic of Disney can ignite the child within us. At Disney, this is the mission that fuels our passion for the new. And now, with an unprecedented amount of new magic about to be unveiled, it will be there.
That's good.
Touching lives in even more surprising ways. Because Disney believes that every moment in life can be magical. And these are the moments that inspire us every day.
And that's on top of the transformation of Disney's Animal Kingdom
into a full-day experience for the opening of Pandora. We've also had the opening of the Disney Skyliner, which gives guests a magical new way to get around the resort. And the expansion, reimagining, and opening of numerous resorts, including the Caribbean Beach, Coronado Springs, and the all-new Riviera Resort, opening up in just a few weeks. And tonight you're going to hear directly from the folks at Walt Disney Imagineering, who are behind these new experiences. Before I hand it over to them, I'm going to share some exciting news. You know that we're building the first ever Mickey Mouse ride-through attraction? Well, tonight I'm thrilled to announce that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway will be ready to take guests on a fun-filled journey with Mickey and the Gang on March 4th, 2020. And we cannot wait for our guests to experience this incredible new attraction and all the new experiences coming to Walt Disney World. So I'm going to hand it over to two of our Imagineers right now, and I'm going to see all of you tomorrow night on Batu. So now to tell you more about Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, I'd like to welcome the lead Imagineers on the project, Kevin Rafferty and Sharita Carter.
Do not give it, do it justice.
Right.
I really wish that we could show the people a little something.
Well, you know, this is Walt Disney World, do where it. Dreams come true. I think we can make this happen. Yeah.
Alongside your stories. Now, be sure to check with your Disney rep for your scheduled time for your one-of-a-kind walkthrough experience. Wow, we are just getting started here this evening. And, I'm so sorry about this, folks.
I sent some stormtroopers. Got
a bunch of here. We're doing a show right now.
This area is under the protection of the First Order.
The First Order.
Okay. The Resistance spies were tracked to this sector. It won't be long now. Establish a checkpoint and clear the perimeter. Citizens, stand back, please.
Listen, I am just doing my job.
That's an order, not a request. There's a hidden Resistance base in this area. It will be found and eliminated. These Resistance breeders know how to blend in. No one is above suspicion.
Listen, I'm not trying to look suspicious. I'm just trying to host.
Careful, citizen. Someone might question your loyalty.
Have a magical day. Well, that was a close call. Whether you back the First Order, fight with the Resistance, or just want to smuggle your rations back home in peace, we have some very exciting news for you. Here to talk more about the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, an all-new immersive experience coming to you from the Star Wars universe, please welcome Anne Morrow Johnson.
To try your hand at operating them in autopilot mode. But, you know, it's Star Wars. Nothing ever goes according to plan. We may wind up in a giant space battle. And you will be invited to operate those controls, and you may need to actually fire those guns out those gigantic windows. You may even discover some of the secret portions of the ship. You'll discover the inner workings of the engineering room. This is a great space to learn about those inner workings of the ship, but also to maybe hold a secret meeting with some of the characters that you meet on board. Of course, this is your vacation, so if you just want to kick back, relax, have a beverage, have a snack, play some sabacc, that's great. But characters will be inviting you into their stories at every corner. Another aspect of your cruise is that every guest will be invited on a shore excursion to the planet of Batuu. And tonight, we're excited to show you for the first time the transport that's going to take guests, fly them from the starship, and then you'll get to get inside of it and be transported to Blackfire Outpost on the planet of Batuu, which is, of course, Galaxy's Edge. Here, you get to experience all the attractions, but whatever you do on the land is part of your story, and it will actually pay off once you are back on board the ship. Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser is an amazing project to be working on, and tonight, I'm excited to announce that we will be beginning cruises in 2021. From a galaxy far, far away to our own world right here in Florida, I, for one, can't wait to experience a stay on board the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser myself. The craziest thing is that there is still more to look forward to at Disney's Hollywood Studios. 2020 holds so many new surprises, including Star Wars enhancements to Star Tours based on new destinations featured in the upcoming Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue, a rootin' and tootin' restaurant headed for Andy's backyard, and the opening of an all-new Mickey Shorts Theater featuring a brand new original short film starring Mickey and Minnie. What an incredible time of transformation here at Walt Disney World. And now, we're pleased to welcome the man who is driving this work forward. Let's give a warm welcome to Imagineering Site Portfolio Executive for Walt Disney World, Zach Ridley.
As Imagineers, we're always inspired to tell new stories and to bring worlds to life. Walt Disney World is our broadest canvas for storytelling, a chance to showcase innovation, creativity, mission, and technologies. And as you've seen tonight, Walt Disney World is in an era of unprecedented expansion. Even going back to 2014 with Magic Kingdom's new Fantasyland, out at Animal Kingdom, Pandora, the world of Avatar, all the work you've heard about and coming at Hollywood Studios, as well as Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And with the spectacular Rise of the Resistance, the most spectacular attraction that we have ever created. And beyond our parks, Grand Destino Tower at Coronado Springs Resort, Disney Skyliner, and the upcoming Disney's Riviera Resort opening in just a few weeks. So we're just getting started. In August at D23 Expo, we pulled back the curtain on our ambitious plans for Epcot. This is the largest transformation of a Disney park in our history. And Walt himself envisioned Epcot as always in a state of becoming. This is a park about people. It's a park about the wonders of our world. It's a park about the magic of possibility that inspires the dreamer in all of us. And to tell these stories, our team at Imagineering has developed a new organizing structure to unify the park. We've created four neighborhoods: World Showcase, World Discovery, World Nature, and World Celebration. And this World Celebration was one of the biggest changes for coming to life. This transformation starts right at the front gates. The new main entry includes vibrant landscaping and reimagined original design elements, a perfect setting for Spaceship Earth, the grand icon and the gateway into the park. As you pass under Spaceship Earth, you emerge into a completely transformed area. Here is World Celebration. Lush gardens come to life in surprising ways and transform throughout the seasons. New areas for dining, shopping, and dedicated places to meet your favorite Disney characters. And World Celebration is anchored by a new iconic pavilion. This new three-story structure will transform throughout the day, the seasons, and the years, brought to life with content from our international festivals. Celebrating a fusion of cultures, ideas, and stories of creativity, discovery, and imagination. World Discovery is our new neighborhood dedicated to inspiring stories of exploration, technology, and soon, intergalactic and digital adventures. Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind is the first Otherworld Showcase Pavilion at Epcot. Our friends from Xandar have, on recommendation from Star-Lord himself, Peter Quill, come to Epcot to share with us the wonders of their galaxy. And this adventure will be one of the longest indoor roller coaster attractions in the world for mid-day movies. And for this, Imagineering has invented a brand new ride system that takes the thrills of a traditional coaster and introduces 360-degree rotation, allowing us to put you right in the middle of the action with your favorite Guardians, complete with a soundtrack that will be out of this galaxy. Next door, the Play Pavilion will be a digital metropolis celebrating the power of play. Here you'll discover an interactive city bursting with experiences, games, and activities that connect you with your friends, family, and some of your favorite Disney characters across our animated universe. Space 220 is a new table service restaurant and lounge that will take you high above Earth to dine literally in stars. Situated next door to Mission Space, you'll board a space elevator that will transport you 220 miles above Epcot, where you'll step into Centauri Space Station. Upon arrival, you'll be guided past the grow zone, a spinning wall of produce that mimics Earth's gravity and represents some of the fresh ingredients used by the culinary team. Here, guests are taking stunning views back to Earth, all the while enjoying a celestial-inspired meal. Again, truly an only at Epcot experience. World Nature is our new neighborhood dedicated to understanding and preserving the balance and beauty of our natural world. The Land Pavilion is debuting a new film attraction, Awesome Planet, showcasing the beauty, diversity, and dynamic story of our home, planet Earth. I'm excited to share for the first time that Awesome Planet will debut on January 17, 2020, with the opening of Epcot's International Festival of the Arts. At World Showcase, this is our neighborhood dedicated to celebrating cuisine and authentic, diverse storytelling from around the world. Continuing the legacy of unique dining locations, we are excited to add, Regal Eagle Smokehouse Craft Drafts and Barbecue to the American Adventure Pavilion. This reimagined fast casual barbecue restaurant will serve classic American barbecue as well as a variety of home-style craft foods, and the cook-off will begin this winter. Another new experience coming to World Showcase is Disney's DuckTales World Showcase Adventure. We're joining Scrooge McDuck, Donald, and the nephews in an interactive experience in search of priceless treasure hidden all throughout World Showcase. We're thrilled to be bringing the DuckTales gang to Epcot in the latest iteration of this popular guest experience. You know, at Epcot, our film attractions are unique storytelling opportunities, a chance for us to present the cultures, the natural and architectural beauty, and the wonderful diversity of our pavilion host countries, bringing these amazing destinations to life for our guests. Right next door in our Canada Pavilion, our new film, Canada Far and Wide, the Triple Vision 360, will also debut on January 17, 2020.
I'm also pleased to announce the new film will be narrated by award-winning Canadian actors Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy.
Second City TV. There you go, baby.
We both have received the prestigious Legacy Award from the Academy of Canadian Cinema and Television. We'll take you on a journey across the country from east to west, with new featured destinations and scenes all set to a new musical score by Canadian composer Andrew Lockington. Tonight, I'd like to give you a sneak peek into its creation, and I have some behind-the-scenes footage from our recent shoot in Whistler, Canada. Our state-of-the-art 360-degree digital camera will allow us to now show this beautiful country in ways like never before. And this is another example of Imagineering inventing new technologies to really put our guests in the middle of the action. And finally, in our France pavilion, we are undergoing perhaps the largest expansion of any World Showcase pavilion in Epcot's history. Hopefully, you've had a chance to see another one of our new films earlier today, The Beauty and the Beast Sing-Along in our France pavilion. And I'd like to, again, tonight announce, beginning in January 17, 2020, this pavilion's theater will begin a double feature when Precious Fons is joined by this new film featuring beloved characters and iconic songs from Beauty and the Beast. Our Imagineers went to the original filmmakers to craft this twist on the tale as old as time, with LeFou taking a previously unseen role in bringing Belle and Beast together. This film is produced by Don Hahn, who produces both the original animated film and the more recent live-action adaptation. And very specially, the film's narration is from none other than the original Mrs. Potts herself, Angela Lansbury. It also features new voiceovers from Jesse Forty, the original voice of LeFou. And then, coming this summer, is the highly anticipated Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. The expanding the footprint of Epcot itself with this entire new addition to the France Pavilion. And this new area is fast taking shape, and we're excited to take you behind the scenes as we put the finishing touches on this new land. Inside, guests will shrink down to the size of Chef Remy and then race through Gusteau's famous restaurant on a wild adventure. And we have so many more exciting stories to tell as part of this unprecedented transformation. We have the first Mary Poppins-inspired attraction for any Disney park coming to our United Kingdom building. We have a brand reimagining of the iconic Spaceship Earth attraction. And we have the largest nighttime spectacular ever created for a Disney park, Harmonious. Very exciting. Debuting next year, this mesmerizing show on World Showcase Pavilion is a celebration of the emotion and the global reach of Disney music. And all of these ideas are on display in our new preview attraction, Walt Disney Imagineering Presents the Epcot Experience, allowing our guests to take part in the transformation that's happening before our very eyes. It is a can't-miss experience. You know, everything that we're doing is rooted in Epcot's legacy of authenticity and innovation. And our goal for Epcot is to continue to inspire guests in meaningful ways, to be a place that brings people of all ages from all over the world together to dream, to explore our curiosity, to discover the wonders of our world, and to imagine the future that we can create together. Thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing with your audiences this bold undertaking that we've only just begun.
Well, as you can see, there is so much to see and do at
There is just so much happening at Walt Disney World Resort, all of it leading up to the 2021 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. I also had interview opportunities. I talked to a chef and program manager about the food festivals at Epcot.
Hello and welcome back to the Epcot Experience here at Epcot. I'm Sam from the Disney Nerds Podcast, here with Al, who's the culinary director for Epcot.
Yes, sir.
And Chelsea, who is a program manager for Epcot Food and Beverage.
Yes.
Food and beverage, it's an Epcot staple for anyone that comes here, especially when we start with any of the festivals, and it just so happens to be the Festival of the Holidays. What a great time to start with your holiday passport, right?
Yes.
So that said, what goes into one of these things?
So lots of planning, lots of preparation, lots of collaboration. We really want to be festive here at Epcot and celebrate the heritage of all of our pavilions here in the park.
So it sounds to me, Al, like she comes up with some great idea and then says, go make some food.
Yeah, and we cook
food. How do you do that? How do you tie it all together?
We just take inspirations from all of our international countries here and kind of connect the story of what comfort is around the holidays from wherever you're from.
And that's really what it's all about, right? It's exploring those traditions, those different things in all these countries. So when I go back through American Adventure and I saw the turkey sandwich and the ham, but I thought to myself, it's Thanksgiving week. I just had all that stuff. But Chelsea, you mentioned there's so many other options to go with.
Yes, we have a pastrami on rye sandwich at our L'Chaim Holiday Kitchen.
Okay.
So kind of our play on a New York deli type food. We have some salmon latkes there as well. So, may not be traditional to you or I, but definitely traditional to some other guests around.
And that's what this is all about. It's about taking that other traditions, whether you're in Japan, whether you're in China or Morocco, wherever the case may be. What goes into the holiday kitchens, right? Because we call these kiosks something different for every festival. You have four of them.
Yeah.
There are holiday kitchens right now. When do you start preparing for this stuff?
We work months out and take all our guest feedback to create the content and trying to, keep, returning guest favorites and bring back some of those things that you enjoy. But the kitchens change. Holiday Kitchens is right now. And then we go into our Festival of the Arts, which is all flavor studios.
Flavor studios, okay.
Which, that's what we like to call it.
When the flavor studios, is that what they are? Flavor studios?
Food studios.
Food studios, we got it. We're good with that. But so those menus are all set. You've already done that. You're probably already looking at springtime and the Flower Garden Festival.
Yes.
Is that where you guys are in planning?
Yes, right now we're looking at Flower and Garden, planning that. We know the dates will be March 4th to June 1st, so we'll come out and see us. But it's all about, trying to get ahead of, what's coming in the spring and all those colors and vegetables growing and flowers and all about Mother Earth, basically.
Absolutely. And you talk about all those colors. The colors of Christmas are pretty fascinating, and that's what's going on right now. So from a project management point of view, are you coordinating all of those types of things?
We do. We partner with everyone in the park. It's an all-hands-on-deck sort of experience and operation, to get all of our holiday kitchens out and decorated and festive. And then, as you may know, we just wrapped up our International Food and Wine Festival. So to turn that around rather quickly and become the Festival of the Holidays, everybody jumps in and we transform the park, and it's a great time to be here.
I'm glad you say that, because the turnaround is pretty quick, because in the grand scheme of things at Walt Disney World, we see that all of the parks are celebrating the holidays and you guys are still right in the middle of the Food and Wine Festival, and we love you for that.
And it's overnight.
It happens quickly. All right, so your favorite thing here at Festival of the Holidays, and what you're looking forward to most at the Festival of Arts.
Okay, so for the holidays, it's about our cookie stroll right now. I think we have some phenomenal cookies out there. If you get to stroll the marketplaces or holiday kitchens, enjoy five cookies and then come back for a redemption cookie, which is a little Mickey hat, chocolate Mickey hat.
It's a chocolate Santa. Mickey hat. So by the way, that's in your guide here. I already have one stamp.
Yep.
I am hoping that you have a stamper in your pocket somewhere so we can get the other ones.
We might need to take a stroll.
We'll take a stroll and get some cookies.
Yes.
And by the way, part of that is a cookie jar of some sort.
Yes, so we have a cookie jar with Chip and Dale on the top. Really, really cute merchandise aspect that goes with the cookie stroll. So you can purchase it, take it home with you, fill with your own cookies that you make at home. you know, remember your time here at Epcot.
The cookies that I get here don't make it out of here. In fact, they don't make it to the next country is what I'm learning. All right, so Festival of Arts.
Festival of the Arts, it's all about creating art on a plate, and that's what we look forward to as chefs in culinary arts. You know, how can we make it very creative, maybe recreate some famous paintings on a plate with food, and, you know, the flavors, obviously. That's why we call it Flavor Studios in the culinary world, but it's a food studio.
I love it. So thinking Festival of Arts, obviously, if you can get here for Festival of the Holidays, you need to. The decorations here are phenomenal. The music is all Christmas. Absolutely wonderful time to be at Epcot. And then moving right in maybe a week between the holidays and Festival of Arts?
January 17th is when Festival of the Arts starts this year.
Okay, so, and that is another great opportunity to be here to check out what's happening. What are some of the highlights from your point of view?
So our Festival of the Arts really showcases our visual arts, our performing arts, and our culinary arts. So Al talked a little bit about the food, but we also have visiting artists that come in that paint right on stage for you, set to music, so high energy. We also have, you know, interactive areas in the park so you can grab a paintbrush and paint a mural wall. We have an area where you can do chalk art. We also have chalk artists that come in, so you can watch them do their work. You know, very fun, really hands-on, lots of stuff to do. Our piece de resistance is probably our Disney on Broadway series. So we have Disney on Broadway stars that come down and sing, you know, favorite Disney songs from all the classical musicals, all the classic Disney Broadway shows, Lion King, Tarzan. So really, really great, you know, visual performing and culinary arts.
Oh, right from Broadway. And it's a great way to cap your night. You even grab that through the day with one of the treats from one of the food studios.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely great. And then we won't talk about it yet, but we got the Flower and Garden Festival right after that, which is maybe one of my favorites, but that's okay. We're going to get through the holidays and then Festival of Arts. And thank you guys for watching. Al, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Chelsea,
thank you
very much. And thank you guys for watching the Disney Nerds Podcast. We got plenty more coming from the Epcot experience here at Walt Disney World.
That was audio from one of many interviews that I did at the media event. Let's jump now to the Epcot Experience and Imagineer Michael Hutchins.
Hello and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast from the Epcot Experience in Epcot. I'm with Michael, who's part of WDI. Give me your title again.
I'm an executive producer with Walt Disney Imagineering.
Executive producer with Walt Disney Imagineering, standing in front of the Epcot transformation. There are so many questions I have to ask you, but we'll start with the high level. We heard about lots of things coming at the D23 Expo.
Yes.
This experience is really designed to educate guests on why all those walls are up front.
Yeah, this is the epicenter of our transformation. It really is a place for guests to get a taste of all the new attractions, entertainment that's coming to the park over the next few years.
And some of it sooner than later, right? So a couple of things, because we watched the Epcot experience. One of the things not mentioned there is the Space Restaurant, but that's not that far away, is it?
Space Restaurant opening this winter. It's right next to Mission Space, our popular attraction. And this one, you'll actually board a space elevator and go up 220 miles into the atmosphere, hence Space 220.
Space 220,
And you'll dine among the stars, quite literally, in this awesome restaurant experience.
So with some great
vistas
portals.
Back, you'll have vistas back to planet Earth with maybe some Easter eggs sprinkled throughout as we look out at what's happening throughout outer space.
I love that, and myself, along with all the other nerds, are immediately thinking Disney Cruise Line's magic portals, but we don't need to go there. We'll move on to the next thing.
Sure.
So Rocket Raccoon is invading over here. He's got some things happening in future work.
Guardians of the Galaxy, great film, great characters, awesome music.
Yeah.
And so we're bringing all that fun energy to Epcot with Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. This is a brand new attraction here in front of the park. And guests will get to learn about Xandar, the planet, its people, its culture, its origins. And you know, they might run into some of our favorite guardians along the way, and dot, dot, dot.
And if I remember right, this is the first out-of-the-world experience to come to Epcot.
Exactly. Our first intergalactic pavilion.
Intergalactic pavilion, right next to the Play Pavilion.
Yes, exactly. So the Play Pavilion is our home for all of our Disney and Pixar friends. It's a digital city that is inspired by the power of play. And the whole intent here is that you can play alongside, whether you love Mickey Mouse or love Snow White or you love Nemo and Dory. This is your home to hang out with all those characters and play.
or DuckTales in my case.
Exactly. Yeah. It's Dewey, absolutely, Dewey, Louie, the whole gang.
It's absolutely and Webby perfect. Too. And Webby, absolutely. All right, so if we move around a little bit, I think we have some things going on in World Showcase.
Yes.
Especially a building back there by France.
Exactly. So next year, actually, we're opening up Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. This is our brand new family attraction where you get to shrink down to the size of a rat and cook alongside Remy and Emile and all their friends in the France Pavilion. So this will be super exciting. Then when you're hungry on the way out, you can check out the crêperie next door and get some sweet and savory crepes.
Absolutely. So not just an attraction, but we also have some dining options back there. Exactly. Quick service related.
Exactly. We also are bringing some new films to World Showcase. So the Beauty and the Beast sing-along comes this January, which also in the France Pavilion. This is a twist on the tale as old as time. LeFou had a different perspective on what happened with Beast and Belle, and so you'll get to see his take.
So it's a little different take on the story, a little different point of view.
And we also have an update to our Canada film, Canada Far and Wide, with some new clips and some new narration, which is super exciting.
We also saw a preview of the China film inside of the Epcot experience here, which looks pretty seamless, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, China's changed a lot over the past decade, and so it felt like we had a great opportunity to go back and revisit some of the great locations that we showcased in the past, but also pick up some new locations that we haven't gotten to see in full seamless 360.
The seamless 360 and the evolution of 360 and some of the things that Walt worked on, where in the Imagineer documentary, we saw, yes, some of the old cars. Just amazing stuff, and to see where that technology is today.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is harkening back to, you know, what makes Epcot unique, and how can we continue to use technology to advance really what is this emotional connection to these great attractions and experiences.
Yeah, so going around World Showcase, we also have some new restaurants. There's one in Japan, there's one coming to America, but in the United Kingdom, there's a little breeze coming in. Is that what I saw?
The winds the winds have changed, and Mary Poppins is coming to the World Showcase. So we're bringing Cherry Lane and some of the great inspiration from that film to let guests actually walk by the Banks House and Admiral Boom's house, the whole deal. And in the years ahead, we'll talk a little bit more about the attraction itself.
We can't wait to get more details on that. We know it was, well, we heard all about it, but we didn't hear what. So we'll just leave it at that, and we have more things coming.
With Mary, there's always some good surprises. So
and that's what we're hoping for. We also have some interesting things coming to Spaceship Earth and Dreamer's Point.
Yeah, so the icon of the park, Spaceship Earth, obviously, you know, almost as iconic as some of our other...
Cinderella's Castle, throw it there, absolutely.
And so we've updated that show over the past years, in the past. We're now doing another new update to the show. It's one of our biggest that we've done, and taking some of the great classic scenes that we love about Spaceship Earth and adding some new magic to them, and also thinking about some new scenes that we can use to enhance the attraction. And then when you come out, you'll be, you know, at this new sort of vista looking out over World Celebration, which is our new heart of Epcot. This is a place that has new retail, new dining experiences. We've got a new epicenter for our festivals, a beautiful, iconic building.
A new pavilion, right? The Celebration Pavilion?
It's our home for the festivals in World Celebration.
Name to come based on the celebration that might be going on. Okay.
So we'll be excited to house all of our great festival content, or have a home for all that great festival content right in the epicenter of Epcot.
Sure. Absolutely. Can't wait to see that or anything else. So if anything, you know, if you come to Epcot now, there's some great things to see. Make sure you come back into the Epcot experience to see what's coming.
Yes.
And, you know, the walls are there, but what's coming with this thing behind us? This is amazing.
Well, we want you guys to be part of the journey, and for all our fans and guests who love Epcot, who know that we love Epcot just as much, and we're so excited about just getting to work on all this great content that's coming.
We love it, and Epcot Forever is a nod to us, but we're also looking forward to Harmonious and some of the other things that are going to be here.
Debuting next year, our brand new nighttime spectacular. I keep using the word ambitious, but I use it because it's true. I mean, that is one of the most ambitious nighttime events we've ever staged, and so that will light up World Showcase in 2020.
And obviously, we all think Happily Ever After, and if you're saying this is the biggest you've ever done, wow. That's all I can think.
Wow, indeed. We can't wait to showcase this awesome celebration of Disney music here on World Showcase.
Those interviews in video format, along with many more, you'll find Facebook, the Disney Nerds podcast page, and Sam's Disney Diary. And let's jump over to the opening of the Rise of the Resistance. So many more interviews. I don't know where to start here. Let's start with Corey, who's one of the Imagineers behind the story of Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. We're here outside the Droid Depot at Galaxy's Edge. I am with Corey, who was part of Walt Disney Imagineering. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
So tell me, what do you do with Imagineering?
I'm a creative director for them.
Creative director, and I'm looking around at all of the creativity. You have to just be at home here.
What you're standing in, basically, are thousands of hours with over 1,000 designers and artists putting their passion into trying to bring people into the Star Wars galaxy, and I think they've done a fantastic job.
That's absolutely what this is about, living your Star Wars, whatever you want to be, right?
Sure.
So tell me a little bit about that, and how do guests become part of the story here?
Okay, there's several different ways you can become part of it, but we can't talk about Star Wars without talking about Play.
I mean, absolutely, right? the Disney app, right?
Right, the Play Disney Parks app. And even to go back up a little bit further, Lucasfilm started a long time ago with movies, that then we got to take the toys and play in our backyard.
I may have done that a lot, yes.
I get it. And so we knew that whenever we were going to build something that from Star Wars, Play had to be at the center of it. It's not just about telling the stories of the movies, it's actually getting back to playing in the backyard. So we really wanted to build a tool set that allows people to play together the same way I played, maybe the same way you played as a kid.
Sure.
So one way you can do that is through the Play Disney Parks app. This is an app you can download on your phone, and there you can take on a series of jobs that allow you to build your persona, and then ultimately build your reputation, which is so important here at Black Spire Outpost, which is a smuggling haven here in the edge of the galaxy.
And lots of smugglers here, so I'm sure that's one of the personas you can build.
Yep.
Or maybe you want to be Resistance, or maybe your First Order. There's lots of ways you
can go
here.
There's a lot of First Order around here, so I wouldn't say Resistance too loud.
Okay, right? I will remember that. Yes, it's all based on where we are here.
Exactly right, exactly right. But you are exactly right. In fact, in the app, you can take on a series of jobs. And in those jobs, you can either hack different comm boxes you have around here. You could scan boxes like crates, each of them adding to deeper design. You could translate what some of the aliens are saying around. And then finally, you can tune in to some communications. All of these different types of jobs are coming from different factions. And depending on which faction you get a job from, builds your reputation. So you have to kind of be careful about who you're taking a job from.
Be careful who your friends are, is
exactly
what I'm hearing.
Right. That's exactly right.
So along those lines, everyone's encouraged to come up with a persona. I know you do that for cast members too.
Yes.
Like as you look around at all the different cast members, their uniforms are a little different. I don't want to call them uniforms. They're outfits, right?
It's their outfits. In fact, what we have done that is very different is that each outfit that you see a cast member in, or inhabitants as we like to call them, a Batuan, is completely selected by them. So you're seeing their choices represented as to what their persona is here on Batuu.
So as you walk around, maybe someone that you're talking to is part of one of those factions we talked about, right?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
But we never know, and if I ask them, they might not tell me.
That is correct. It depends on how you're playing as well. If you're coming in very First Order and someone else is a little bit more resistance, they may not want to reveal themselves quite yet.
I got it, so they might keep it back. So let me ask you, right, Corey, yes, the Imagineer versus the cast member that's here,
yes,
right? Because do you have your persona, and how much thought have you put into this?
Oh, years of my persona, and absolutely I have a persona. So my Batuan identity, my name is still Corey.
Okay.
I'm from a community called Pika, which is a small fishing village about an hour away. I work here for Oga Gara, who is our kind of local, some say mob boss. I like to just term, she's just our, we'll call it boss.
She's got the cantina around the corner. We all know that.
She is working in the back there. She's not in a great mood because she just went through a recent breakup. So we're kind of staying out of her way right now.
Which is why we haven't seen her
exactly
on stage, right?
Right?
She's here, but she's not real happy.
And right now we may not want to see her because, again, she's in a very sensitive state.
I understood.
Right? Right. And so I personally am more of a, I've been here for several years. The Resistance and the First Order, this galactic war, that they're really kind of getting in our way. And so I'd love for them all to go away, just so we can get back to business as usual.
Get back to business as usual. So you're about an hour away in a fishing village. Did you a speeder bike here, a land speeder? How'd you get here?
Well, none of us can take a speeder bike. So Oga has said that we have to take a transport in because she didn't want this land littered with us with speeders.
The vehicles.
Yes, right.
The speeder bikes
the
or whatever.
Would be full of them. So we have to. It's an OGA sanctioned transport that we all take every morning.
I got it. Which may come through the docking bay getting here. Who knows where that thing comes?
Exactly right. It's just a little bit outside of town. But then since Hondo took over docking bay, you know, he's caused his own chaos. But we're just glad that everybody gets back safe.
I absolutely love it. Now I do want to mention, since we're standing in front of it, we're right next to the Droid Depot.
Yes.
So the Droid Depot was where you get to build a droid to take home with you.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little about that experience.
So here, Mubo is one of our, he's a scrapper, and he's our technician. So he loves to find droid parts. He really cares about everyone being matched with the perfect droid. So here, you can actually walk in, pick your parts, build your droid, and not only that, but you can decide what personality it has and what faction it's with. So therefore, if you're a little bit more resistance-leaning, you could also find a personality chip, and it will be resistance leaning along with you, and therefore it reacts in the land the same way that you're reacting with, such as if you go over to the resistance base and you're resistance leaning and so is your droid, the droid will respond accordingly.
And I hear they interact with each other, whether they're resistance, first order, or a smuggler. Is that correct?
It's they'll interact with the way that you're playing, yes.
Got it. So, and I think that there's a rumor has it anyway that Mambo, who runs the droid depot here, had a droid and a debt to Olga, so he reprogrammed it wasn't a DJ, but it was a robot that came from a speeder that crashed nearby, and he's over playing, he's DJ now, right?
Well, you're talking about DJ Rex.
Absolutely, yep. DJ Rex. There was a debt there, right?
There, so Mubo absolutely owed Olga. Olga said, by replacing that, I want some more life. And, you know, because we have so many more travelers, I need to really liven up the cantina. So Mubo repurposed DJ Rex and placed him over in the cantina. And now he's spinning all the galactic hits.
He absolutely is. And it's a great place to visit over at the cantina.
Oh, it's so much fun. He's added so much life, especially with the intergalactic cocktails that you can get within the within Olga's establishment.
Be careful on some of those, though. You might get a little tingly on the lips.
Well, that's because not every drink is for Terrans and humans, right? They're not. Some of them are for Athorians, and the way that our different alien species and the way that you may react may be a little bit different. But yes, you talk about the fuzzy tauntaun. Rumor is that makes your lips tingle because it's not necessarily meant for us.
Maybe or maybe not personal experience there. We'll just leave it at that.
I understand.
Corey, thank you so much. This has been very insightful.
Yeah,
the Play
you.
Disney Parks app, the Droid Depot, the interaction between those. I mean, this is what this is all about, living your own Star Wars fantasy experience, whatever you want to call it.
Absolutely. And we invite everyone, again, just really want to put it out there that you do not have to be a Star Wars fan. That this is for everyone. This is about bringing in all of the elements of play that Disney's known for, along with the adventure and the heart and humor of Star Wars, to really make a great experience for everyone.
Yeah, and those experiences extend themselves to the Rise of Resistance, which just opened, because in that queue area, you are able to decide if you're going to support the Resistance or maybe be a First Order spy looking at what's going on back there.
Absolutely. All done through the Play Disney Parks app.
All done through the app. So make sure you download the app. Thank you guys for watching the Disney Nerds Podcast. Much more coming from the opening of Rise of Resistance, Galaxy's Edge, the Droid Depot, Olga's Cantina. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for all that great reporting, Sam. If you want to hear more from Sam, tune in to show number 319, and we'll continue on with the Rise of the Resistance. There's some great stuff out there, guys. I hope you tune in next show. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay.